Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Child advocacy groups have settled a dispute with TV networks over how much educational programming they have to provide for kids. The agreement stems from lawsuits filed after the Federal Communications Commission issued new rules more than a year ago. From Los Angeles, Tess Vigeland is here. Tess, what's currently required of the networks and how might this deal make changes?
Well, last fall, September of 2004, the FCC issued some new rules for the networks regarding how much airtime they have to devote to children's programming. Right now, under regular TV, they have to air 3 hours per week of programming for kids, educational programming. Under the new rules, which are designed for the switchover to digital television that's coming in March, they have to air 3 hours per week on each channel they'll have under digital TV. A big sticking point was that networks were also very limited in how much they could preempt children's programming for things like live sporting events, including the Olympics. This deal keeps the 3 hour per week per channel rule, but it very much relaxes the restrictions on preemption.
And what about limiting the marketing tie-ins to TV characters?
Yeah, that's another big part of this. Right now, on regular television, you can't have a character from a show, say SpongeBob SquarePants or Dora the Explorer. They can't sell something during the show. And what children's advocates wanted was to extend that to the online world. Jeff McIntyre is with the American Psychological Association.
Kids can't be watching a show and then in an interactive environment go and click on something under that show, whether it's a character or a URL, and then be taken straight to a commercial site.
And this deal makes it so that that can't happen. Assuming that the FCC agrees with the recommendations and reviews those rules before they go into effect on January 1st.
Does this have something to do, Tess, with the announcement this week by cable companies that they're going to set up special tiers for family programming?
It's not directly related, but it's certainly all of, you know, the same subject. It's been a very interesting week on that front. Lots of pressure coming to bear on the TV networks and cable systems to make their programming more family-friendly. There was a hearing on Capitol Hill earlier this week, and several cable systems said that they were going to create these new tiers of cable options for customers who didn't want some of the channels with more adult-oriented fare. Yesterday, in fact, Time Warner Cable said it's going to add exactly that kind of tier for its customers, 15 channels of G-rated shows only, but it's going to charge its customers $12.99 a month on top of what they already pay for basic cable. And lots of these cable companies are expected to follow, all part of a pretty big anti-indecency push that we've been hearing so much about. And we'll have more on all of this later today on Marketplace.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.